Hi, it's Patrick here. And when you're learning to speak another language, there's nothing more satisfying than getting a piece of slang right. You get serious props from native speakers when you use street talk correctly. It's a big adrenaline rush. Well, it is for me. It gives me the most tremendous confidence. The flip side of that is that when you mangle a piece of slang, you say something like, you say something absurd, like, I'm going viral about that girl. The response to that kind of thing tends to be silence, followed very rapidly by raucous laughter. People just falling about all over the place uncontrollably, laughing at you and your misuse of the language. It brings on this sudden realization that you're hopelessly, hopelessly out of your depth, in an ocean of idiom that you're just simply never master. Oh, the pain. Well, for American English learners, help is at hand. There are classes that focus on slang, getting the slang right. They're often designed for people who may have learned English in their native country, but probably learned a pretty starchy version of the language. They need to loosen up. Here's Josie Huang of Los Angeles Public Radio Station, KPCC.
We're on the UCLA campus. This is an extension school class, and it's full of immigrant students hungry to improve their conversational English.
I don't know what he's trying to pull. The guy's a total flake.
You said it.
That's Donald Chung and Ju Hua Chang. The two friends are practicing American slang, so it sounds a little stilted, but they're just learning these phrases today.
That's the last straw. The guy lies like a rock.
That's the last straw. The guy lies like a rock. The students want to sound more American, or as Zhang, who's from China, puts it,
more relaxed and cool and more humor.
Both she and Donald Chung have been studying English since middle school, but they've been in the U.S. for less than a year. They're good at reading, writing, but Donald also wants to follow NBA games on TV. He's been trying to watch them since he was a kid growing up in Taiwan.
I think it's very difficult to understand what they're talking about because they use some vocabulary I can't understand.
And that's the problem. The slangy vocab and the pop culture references, all the stuff they didn't teach you back home. There's lots to learn, but American slang and catchphrases especially, they come and go. You need to make sure you're learning phrases that people are still using. Here's a classic that's been around for decades.
I don't buy that.
That's what UCLA ESL teacher Judy Tanka told her students after they were making up excuses for why they hadn't done their homework.
And they looked at me like, by what, teacher? And then I explained, and they loved it. So now they're telling each other, I don't buy that.
But then there are phrases that aren't used anymore.
It's raining cats and dogs.
This is a lesson posted this year on YouTube.
No, we don't actually get downpours of animals here.
The problem is, you just don't hear raining cats and dogs that much anymore, at least among young people. So some instructors are trying different things to help their students sound less stiff, more edgy, like this.
Easy as his name and the boy's coming.
Straight out of Compton!
Right now I'm teaching an elective. It's called Hip Hop as a Second Language.
That's Stephen Mayu. He teaches English language learners at UC Davis. Some people might not think the NWA hit from the 90s, Straight Outta Compton, is up to date. But Mayu says it's a great teaching tool.
The most obvious thing was the pronunciation outa. They're saying straight out of Compton. But I think a lot of people, especially Americans, we pronounce it outa.
Others find slang in different places. David Burke, for one, says he just goes straight to the source of the latest lingo.
I saw a kid at the gym working out with a friend of his, and I said, can I ask you guys a question? What word would I not know that you guys use all the time?
Burke is author of the Slang Man books, one of the few instructional guides devoted to teaching slang and idioms. He got the idea to teach American slang after hanging out with a French friend.
Somebody ran up to him and said, hey, Pascal, what's up? And he froze for a second and looked up and started checking out the ceiling. So I said, no, that's just slang. We all say that, like, what's up, what's going down, what's cooking, which really made him confused.
Recently, Burke brought his compendium of slang to UCLA's extension school. And he told students, slang isn't just about words.
Americans use a lot of grunts. I'll show you.
Take I don't know, which becomes I don't know. I don't know becomes
How many cars are on the freeway right now?
In Burke's audience was Ju Hua Zhang and Donald Chung. they hung on to his every word. Chung says he now uses slang whenever he can, like,
what's up?
And Zhang says she no longer enters a room saying,
good morning, everyone. We just say, hi, guys.
She thinks that's pretty awesome. Or as the kids in China say, hanyo. That translates literally as very cow-like. But Chinese slang, that's a lesson for another day. For The World, I'm Josie Huang in Los Angeles.
Here's another Chinese one to add to hanyo. Actually, I just learned this one, so I'm probably going to get it wrong and have people laugh. It's a figurative use of stir-fried squid, calamari. In Chinese, chao yo yu, or something like that. It means to be laid off or fired. Think about it. As squid is fried, it curls up into a roll, just like you would do if you're a migrant worker. You'd roll up your temporary bedding and move on. Or you can say, well, literally, stir-fry the boss squid, which means you fired the boss, you quit. I'm hoping I've got this right. I'm now in the situation where if I actually tried this in a real life situation, I'd end up getting some nuance of it wrong, leaving a lot of people, or at least my Chinese teacher, just laughing uncontrollably. Still, it's cool to learn about these expressions and then practice them in perhaps controlled environments. We have photos of some of the people Josie Huang interviewed at theworld.org/language, video too. Otherwise, see you on Facebook at the World in Words page or on Twitter, where I go by Patry Cox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. More, much more, next week. See you then.